Escalating the protests, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Anti-Israel protesters took over an academic building at Columbia University shortly after midnight, smashing windows and barricading themselves inside. The Columbia Spectator student newspaper reports dozens of protesters blocked the doors to Hamilton Hall while chanting, "Free, free Palestine."
The student protesters say they're not backing down. They're not going to stop until they get the demands that they say they deserve from this university here. So the president of Columbia, Hay, gave yet another ultimatum saying, get your tents off this campus or get suspended. That didn't cut it either.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. And protests continue rocking other campuses, with police clashing with protesters yesterday at colleges including the University of Texas in Austin and the University of South Florida. An attempt to arrest a convicted felon on gun charges turns deadly in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police and members of a U.S. Marshals task force got caught in a hail of gunfire yesterday, leaving four dead and four injured.
Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence. As officers approached that individual, they then received additional gunfire from inside of the residence.
Police Chief Johnny Jennings says that they took a 17-year-old boy and a woman into custody. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem may have just ended her hopes of becoming former President Trump's running mate. She reveals in a soon-to-be-released memoir about how she shot and killed a family dog, a 14-month-old wire hair terrier named Cricket. And Noem said that she did it because Cricket was aggressive and that she hated the dog. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Former President Trump's hush money trial resumes in New York City today.
Jurors, lawyers, and former President Trump are due back in the courtroom today as his hush money trial continues. Last week, the jury heard from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who testified that he buried potentially damaging stories in 2016 about then-candidate Trump, in addition to publishing negative articles about his campaign rivals. Jurors also heard from the former president's executive assistant while at the Trump Organization, Rona Graff. She testified to maintaining his contact list and confirmed that he had adult film star Stormy Daniels' number. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
French prosecutors say actor Gérard Depardieu will face a criminal trial in October over allegations of sexual assault in 2021 of two women on the set of the film The Green Shutters. Today is the deadline for federal student loan borrowers to become eligible for debt cancellation.
College students hoping to get their student debt canceled or get credits toward loan forgiveness have until midnight tonight to fill out and submit a loan consolidation application to be eligible for student loan debt relief that the Biden administration is pledging to about 30 million Americans through the Department of Education before the November election. The push for taxpayer-funded student loan forgiveness after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Biden administration's first attempt at student loan forgiveness was unconstitutional. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Wall Street Journal reports Goldman Sachs is in talks to transfer its General Motors credit card program to Barclays in what would be a big step in the Wall Street Bank's retreat from consumer lending. The stocks kicked off the week with gains. The Dow rose 146 points, the Nasdaq up 55. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.